Amsterdam Stories for Monday, February 2nd. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. On Mondays, we talk about what the head of Instagram shared on his recent Ask Me Anything. And today we're going to dive into questions like, why should I use the Edits app? And if I pay to boost posts, will that limit my organic reach in the future? We'll also talk about why creators can't make more money off their reels, and if you can download insights in a PDF format to share with brands. We'll also get into some feature suggestions and more. Welcome back. Let's start with all the questions that have to do with reach. The first one, does boosting posts dampen your reach over time, encouraging you to boost more? This is an excellent question. The person is asking, if they pay for reach by using advertising, will that decrease the amount of reach they're going to get in the future for posts that they don't want to pay advertising dollars for? Here's Adam's answer.
No, if you boost your posts, which really is buying ads for your posts, it will not decrease your reach in the future. That doesn't make any sense. We want people to be able to find more and more value from Instagram over time, whether or not they're paying for it directly or not.
Let's move on to the next question, which has to do with language translation for Reels. If you're not familiar, Meta AI will translate the Reels that you upload into different languages and move your mouth accordingly so it looks like you speak this translated language. It's great for reaching an audience who does not speak the language that you speak natively. Currently, Instagram translates Reels into English, Spanish, Hindi, and Portuguese. Recently, the creators.instagram.com blog revealed that translations were starting to roll out for more languages on both Instagram and Facebook, including Bengali, Tamil, Telugu, Marathi, and Kannada. I am not familiar with all of those languages, but many people around the globe speak those languages, so it's in Instagram's best interest to be able to give them content that they can enjoy natively. Here's Adam Asari to explain the same thing.
Nothing to announce right now, not quite sure. Generally speaking, we're looking to prioritize the languages that are spoken by the most users possible, because if we can do that, we can help the most people possible connect with creators. So that's how we're going to prioritize broadly, but it also depends a little bit on how much work it is, where the technology is, etc. So, but if you've got strong opinions, let me know.
All right, let's move on to the next question. Why can't creators make money off their reels forever? Great question. When money gets involved, I get annoyed with Adam's answers. I'm going to let him answer, then I'm going to share some of the data that I found and why I think his answer really needs to be scrutinized.
The two ways you can make money from your reels today are one, through branded deals. So people get paid by advertisers to promote their products. We call that branded content. And two, you can get paid by your fans directly. The biggest way right now on Instagram is subscriptions. We are experimenting with writing checks directly to creators ourselves, but the challenge right there is when we do, they do share a bit more, but not enough to make enough money to pay those checks. So we essentially end up burning money, which just doesn't make sense. If we can find a way, and we're going to continue to look for one, to pay creators in a way that actually is just ROI neutral, we just cover our costs, then we're all in. But so far, when we do pay more creators to host more reels, they do create a little bit more, but not that much more than they already create. And we don't make much more money, and we end up losing most of the money that we actually pay out, which doesn't really make sense at the end of the day.
All right, let's dig into this a little bit. From the data I was able to find, Instagram generated $36 billion in revenue worldwide in 2025. By comparison, YouTube generated $39 billion in revenue worldwide. So they're pretty close. How is it that YouTube has been able to pay over the past 4 years $100 billion to creators while Instagram is still struggling with this concept that it does not make sense financially for them in terms of a good ROI to pay out to creators? This does not make any sense to me. This is something that the Meta team really needs to examine, but in their defense, we keep creating content and posting it to Instagram for free and not getting compensated. So to them, the model is working just fine. Why should they pay more for something we're already doing for free? This is really bothering me, and it's been bothering me for a long time, but I do understand this is how the world works. And if you really care about this issue, it's worth it to spend more time investing in YouTube than it is in Instagram. All right, let's move on to a different kind of question. Can I see who viewed my story once it's in the archives? Yes, you can. Once your story has expired, after 24 hours, you can still see who viewed it. Here's Adam's explanation of how to do that.
You can. You just need to go to your archive, tap on that story, and then when it scrolls up and you get that little preview at the top, you'll see two options at the bottom. One will be insights, but the other will be the list of people who viewed your story.
Okay, let's move on to the next question, which has to do with the edit tab. Why should I use the edit tab? I'm going to let Adam answer, and then I'll give my take.
Edits is not for everyone, but if you're a creator who really just makes your videos on your phone predominantly, and you want some help not just with editing videos, but with inspiration, with keeping track of your ideas, with seeing the insights and figuring out what might be working and why, I would suggest giving it a try. But again, it's for creators, it's not for just average people who are uploading videos of what's going on in their daily lives.
I would say the main reason to use the Edits app is if you are a person who enjoys or doesn't mind editing video on your phone and you don't necessarily want to pay for a video editing app. You may have to pay for edits at some point in the future, but it's really nice to not have to pay for something if you don't need to. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Instagram and AI. We'll also get into some feature suggestions like being able to rearrange the Reels tab and watch stories at 2x. By the way, I submitted that idea to Adam before. He ignored it. Nice to see that we're going to talk about it, though. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, the next one has to do with AI. How will Instagram evolve with AI? Here's Adam's answer.
Generally speaking, we're focusing on ways that AI can help us do what we already do, which is connect people to their friends and help creatives find an audience and tell their stories. And so we're going to be trying to just do more of that. Translations is a good example where it helps creators reach more people. You're going to see a lot more creative tools. You're going to see AI help us improve search so that anybody can find stuff that they're interested in and learn more about it in more rich and immersive ways. Generally speaking, trying to just help Instagram do more of what it already does.
That honestly seems like a really long way to say we don't know where AI is going, and I completely agree. Let's move on to some feature suggestions. The first one, why not 2x for stories? This is a great suggestion. If you watch Reels like I do, you hold your finger down on the bottom left corner so that you can watch the Reel twice as fast. Maybe you even turn the captions on or the captions are already on so you can read as quickly as you watch. So you could figure out what's happening and see if it's something you're interested in or not. Stories should be able to support 2x as well. I've suggested this in the past. That suggestion was ignored, but the fact is that we're discussing it and that's good.
Another good idea. For those of you who don't know, when you're watching a Reel on Instagram, you can press and hold on the right side of the screen and it will play that Reel at 2x speed in case you just wanna get through it fast. Seems like a good idea to do for stories too. Might be a little difficult given we use tap for other things as well, and not all stories are videos, but we'll explore it.
Let's move on to the next feature suggestion. Rearranging the Reels tab would be nice. I agree with this person. Being able to rearrange the Reels on your Reels profile page would be helpful, although I don't think people go necessarily to the Reels page of your profile that often. It would be good if Instagram told you how often they went to that page. This way you would know if it would be worthwhile to rearrange that page or not.
I do like that idea. I'll talk to the team about it. Not working on it right now, but it's a good one.
Okay, that is going to do it for the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. As always, thank you for listening and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things that you should be aware of.
Yeah, let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted the scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram.